Lamar McNamara speaking with Tom Arnold with Roush Manufacturing, and he is presenting information on his F-150 that is run on propane. So why don't you talk a little bit about how this works?
The Roush F-150, we were approached about 14 months ago from PERC, and we were offered a grant to investigate the potential commercialization of a F-150 that runs exclusively on propane. So we investigated the technologies that were available to us, and we came across the liquid propane injection system currently offered by Clean Fuel USA and developed conjunctly with ICOM over in Italy. And we did an adaptation of that system on the F-150. It's the V8 5.4 liter engine, and our particular assignment in the project endeavor was to get certification and assess the commercial viability of the product. Here we are 14 months later, and we're embarking on selling the product. It is right now EPA federally certified for sale in everything but the carbon 13 green states. We're working on that certification. There's a little bit more involved when it comes to aged catalyst and aged componentry for certification practices. So we are federally available to sell this. Orders can be taken today for delivery in December. The technology that's applied allows us to not lose any power or engine performance or drivability concessions. The technology employs liquid injection of the propane, so we physically keep the propane in the pressure vessel under pressure with a high power fuel pump. It delivers liquid to the fuel injectors, and the fuel injectors then deliver the fuel to the engine in liquid form. That enables us to shoot enough of liquid in there to compensate for any volumetric efficiency losses when running a vapor system and gain all our power back, because of the octane tolerance of propane is about 108. So we're able to run most advanced spark for best torque. So we get all our power back. I like to coin the phrase, it's remarkably unremarkable. It's just like driving a gasoline-powered vehicle. It's less emissions. It's a cost-effective alternative for the alternative fuels group, and reduces our dependency on foreign oil, because propane is accessible and it's a domestic fuel, and it has the most available infrastructure in the United States than any other alternative fuel.
You mentioned the alternative fuels. How is this going to compete with other alternative fuels such as biodiesel, ethanol?
There really is no comparison. A lot of the other fuels, now being involved with Roush, our business is engineering services, design, development, and validation of a lot of things. And we're actively involved in hydrogen evaluation. We have a fleet of 15 vehicles that are completely powered on hydrogen. And we have electric vehicles running around, and actually we commercially sell the REV, which is the Roush electric vehicle. And then we have a biodiesel military application of an ATV that's commercially available. With all these fuels, the ethanols, the hydrogen, it's all good fuels. It's good alternatives. However, the infrastructure is not there yet. The everyday fleet owner or person couldn't take advantage of it. What propane offers is a gap filler. For the next 10-15 years, we can make an immediate impact on emissions today. We can get propane available at any street corner, and it's cost effective. It's averaging a national retail average of a gallon of propane is about $1.40 versus your $3 and change for gasoline. And then the government incentives really offset all of that too. On our particular package that we offer at a starting price of $6,500 for our conversion, government will give you $2,500 of that back in a tax credit. And then even though propane fuel availability is plentiful, and it is much cheaper than gasoline, they will offer you a 50 cent per gallon tax credit at the end of the year. So take 50 cents off that $1.40 and you're under a dollar for a gallon of propane.
Wow, that would be nice. Back to the days when gas is less than a dollar. All right, you said this is all ready to go online, but what is the next step to get everything online with consumers?
Right now, our delivery model is the base vehicles are going to be manufactured at Ford Motor Company, and they'll be ordered through any of the Ford dealerships. If they want to order our conversion package, you'd have to be a Roush authorized dealer. And I have dealer enrollment kits, and we've got several dealers already enrolled throughout the United States. And they're published on our website, so you'll be able to look them up. We're constantly increasing our dealers, so they'll be available at Roush authorized Ford dealerships. The product then gets drop shipped to Roush. We're right outside of their assembly plant. We perform our conversion, go through a very similar assembly line as the OEM plant, where we have a quality control check, and then we fill it with fuel, and then we do the logistics and distribute it back to the dealership. The customer would take possession of it from the dealership, and then part of our enrollment package with the dealership is there's training and education, so services is not an issue.
Right now it sounds like this is all mainly going through Ford.
Yes, this is all exclusively for the F-150 models. There's regular cab, super crew, XL and XLT trim models only.
Okay. And do you see anything as far as in the future of propane fuel, making it more widespread to cover different kinds of makes and models of cars?
Oh, absolutely, yes. This is with the PERC grant, we were able to test the commercial viability of this particular technology and in a widespread form. We hope to generate sales in excess of 4,000 units on this particular product, and we've already embarked on additional products. We're looking at E-Series 450 for shuttle bus, that kind of market. To F-250, F-350 will follow. And then we're currently looking at some of the Chrysler products.
Some consumers might automatically think propane volatile. What do you have to say about that?
It's actually safer than gasoline. If you were to look at all of the regulations that we needed to comply with when we actually physically designed the pieces, all your pressure vessels are ASME certified. The very stringent rules and regulations as it comes from the NFPA. Then you have the Canadian Motor Vehicle Safety Standards. You have the Federal Motor Safety Standards, all of which we comply with and meet. The example I like to put on is every pressure vessel point has got a double check back valve on it. So if you pinch off our line in an accident, let's say, propane seals instantly. If it was gasoline, you'd have that leaking until the entire tank is out. So from that standpoint, it's very safe. We had done, as Roush being the engineering partner on this program, we had done the full gamut of validation testing. We have computer-aided engineered models of crash simulation, and everything is far well below the safety limits.
Thanks, Tom.
Great, thank you.